This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ala kulli man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope everybody, all the brothers and sisters are well. And I would like to thank all of you for coming today. It's not been a long notice, short notice, a few days' notice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you for taking out your precious time. I would also like to thank the both organizations that have held, that are holding this event, jointly organized by the masjid here, London Central Mosque, as well as Durath Publishing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward both of them. And giving us the opportunity, myself and all of us, to be together here and talk about some important aspects relating to today's topic. I'm sure all of you, I wouldn't even say most of you, I think all of you are here to listen to Shaykh Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. So someone like me here, just, you know, talking before him, maybe you might have to do some sabr. Maybe you are also wanting to listen to his honored son, our respected Sheikh Dr. Muhammad Imran Ashraf Uthmani. May Allah protect him as well. But I don't think you want to listen to me, but you will have to bear with me for about 15 minutes, inshallah. I hope you forgive me for that. As Sheikh Ziyad mentioned, today's event or program is titled as celebrating or remembering the lifetime achievements of Shaykh Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala in the English language, his contribution in the English language. A list of books that he has just mentioned. Majority of them in the Western world, in the UK, have been published by Durath Publishing. Some of them have already been published in Pakistan earlier. Some of them were published in Pakistan earlier and then they were republished with a revised translation and a bit more polished translation by Durath Publishing. And some books are like today's book, which was freshly translated from Urdu. There was no previous English translation. So today's event is celebrating his lifetime achievements, contribution in the English language, as well as launching this book. This book was released about, I think, 3-4 months ago, if I'm correct, maybe 5 months ago, which is a translation. You can buy a copy from there, inshallah. I'm not trying to sell the books because it's just, it's there. It's a translation of the chapters of trade and commerce, Kitabul Buyu'. Some of you are students of Dars Nidami, Kitabul Buyu'. If you ask the students of the Dars Nidami, Darul Ulum, whether India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, UK, South Africa, that's how I myself came to know of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Hafidhahullah. When we were studying in the final year, every student had Dars Tirmidhi in Urdu. Nowadays, we've moved away from Urdu, so I don't know. That's why we need this. But I was studying in Darul Ulum Bari in those days. Our teachers who were teaching us hadith would sometimes reference or prepare their lessons from Mufti Taqi Uthmani's Dars Tirmidhi. He also has Takmilatu Fathul Mulhim, which is in Arabic. Our teachers used to prepare their lessons from there. We used to see them reading it. Every student from Darul Ulum Deoband, Madahir Ulum in Saharanpur, and in Nadwa, in Pakistan, all the different madaris, Binuritan Madrasa, Darul Ulum Karachi, whether in Punjab, in Multan, in Khairul Madaris, if you go to Bangladesh, in Shilat and Dhaka, everywhere. Dars Tirmidhi is a very popular book which is a sharah commentary, not a written commentary, but lectures. So Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullah taught Sunan Tirmidhi for approximately 30 years. 30. Alhamdulillah, when I was studying there in Darul Karachi, that time he was teaching Tirmidhi. It was his like final couple of years. I didn't do the Dawra there, but I took special permission from him that time that can I attend just your Tirmidhi lessons? Because I was doing the Takhassus fil Iftar, and he granted me permission. So every day I used to go and just attend the Sunan Tirmidhi lessons and then get back to Darul Iftar. He taught for 30 years, Sunan Tirmidhi. And then after that, from 2001, when the Shaykh al-Hadith, who was actually the teacher of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Shaykh Mawlana Sahban Mahmood, rahimahullah, some of the graduates of some Darul Karachi, I can see, he passed away. After that, he started teaching Sahih al-Bukhari, which he still does till today. And actually, so when he was teaching over 30 years, students started writing. The first person, and probably he will mention this himself, who actually, you know, from his lectures wrote his lesson, his commentary or his lectures and put it into book form in Urdu, was his nephew, the cousin of Dr. Imran Ashraf Uthmani, somebody called Mawlana Rashid Ashraf Saifi. He's actually passed away. He passed away in 2018. He was in his 60s, I think, 50s, 60s. He was young and he passed away, rahimahullah. Three volumes, Dars Tirmidhi, came into existence. And then another two volumes, Taqrir Tirmidhi, which covered other chapters, Kitab al-Buyu' and Kitab al-At'ima and Ashriba and etc. And incidentally, even his lectures on Sahih al-Bukhari are actually also published in Urdu called In'am al-Bari in about 10 volumes. So anyway, these were the lectures. Turath Publishing felt that there should be a translation of Dars Tirmidhi. The first question was that why would you translate a book like this? And this is not just general, specific for this, but generally these kind of books, like Fiqh al-Buyu'. Because if you're good enough or qualified enough or knowledgeable enough to understand the topic, then you should know Arabic anyway. And if you're not qualified enough, then the English translation is not for you as well. But we see now that there's not only two categories, there's a middle category as well. There is that category that understands Arabic, Urdu, Persian, scholars, knowledgeable people, people who've studied. They will read directly from the Arabic, like Fiqh al-Buyu', etc. Or classical books. And then you have some of the general public, they won't even understand something like Fiqh al-Buyu' or maybe this as well. But there is a very important category of people which, mashallah, all of you are, a lot of you are from, or maybe some of you are from this elite category as well. The middle category of people who are not scholars, who probably don't have proficiency in the Arabic language, yet they do grasp and understand complex subjects. And for them, we have these kind of translations in English. So we thought, or Turath Publishing thought, I'm not part of, I'm just a translator, Turath Publishing thought that there should be a translation. Now, Sunan al-Tirmidhi is a hadith. Jami' al-Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, one of the six books of hadith, is a hadith compilation. Many chapters. You have Kitab al-Tahara, Kitab al-Salah, Kitab al-Sawm, Kitab al-Zakat, Kitab al-Hajj. And in the beginning, there's an introduction. Introduction of hadith. It's very detailed, which were the lectures of Mufti Taqi Uthmani. So we started with the translation of Kitab al-Buyu' first and foremost. What's Kitab al-Buyu'? Chapters of trade and commerce. And after that, we took on other chapters. Actually, the introduction has also been translated. Actually, one of the translators is actually here. One of our graduates in Leicester. I can't see him here, but inshallah, we'll take him to Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullah as well. He's translated the introduction. It's prepared. He's actually currently working on Kitab al-Tahara and Salah now. Also, there's another chapter that's prepared, but nothing's been published. This was the first one that was published. Jami' of Tirmidhi, chapters on trade and commerce. Lectures of Shaykh Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullah. Alhamdulillah, I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave me the opportunity, the honor of translating this. It actually took me 5 years. How many years? 5 years, I used to stay awake till 2 a.m., 3 a.m. to translate this from Urdu. What I did in this was that I didn't just translate it from the Urdu, from Taqrir Tirmidhi Kitab al-Buyur. You see, the important or the significant thing about this is that this is not just the hadith commentary. This is hadith and fiqh into one. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafidhahullah is not just a muhaddith. There are many people who are rightly so and greatly so, and we respect them, but they are known as a muhaddith. Great muhaddithun in the recent times. That's their hallmark or their identity. He is not just a muhaddith. When it comes to hadith, he's got 50 years of teaching hadith, 6 volumes commentary in Arabic on Sahih Muslim, Dars Tirmidhi, Taqrir Tirmidhi, 5 volumes, In'am al-Bari, commentary on Arab, on Sahih al-Bukhari in 10 volumes. That's a lifetime achievement of other individuals, great people. He is also a faqih. When you see people of fiqh, they don't have massive commentaries on hadith because you need your whole life existence to dedicate to fiqh. In fiqh, he has masterworks. And then in fiqh, you might be a general faqih, but you can't be an absolute expert in Islamic finance. You know, a lot of people think he's just an Islamic finance, you know, expert. That's just one chapter of the life of Mufti Taqi Uthmani. 5% of his life is Islamic finance. 5 to 10%. When you look at Aqeedah, you've got people who've dedicated their lives to Aqeedah. There are people who are working in Khatm al-Nubuwah. That's their existence, beginning till end. Amazingly, we respect that. But the work is done on Khatm al-Nubuwah, on Qadianism. The work is done on comparative religion, on Christianity. He's a master on comparative religion. His book, Bible Se Quran Tak, from the Bible and the Quran. What is Christianity? Read that book. It's somebody who's like on the level of Ahmed Didat, but that was his existence. This is one chapter of his life. I don't want to compare people. We respect everybody. So when you take fiqh, he's a master in fiqh. In hadith, he's a muhaddith. Then you come to qada. He has been the judge of the Supreme Court of Pakistan for about 19... I'm going to finish in 5 minutes because we need Dr. Imran to speak.
30 years.
Qadi. He has judicial verdicts that have been published. He's a qadi as well. There are people who will be in qada, and that's, you can't do more than that. And also a sheikh of tasawwuf and tazkiyah. Amazing sheikh of tasawwuf and tazkiyah. People who benefit from him, they think he's just a great Sufi sheikh that said from morning till night he's just doing tasawwuf. But that's just one chapter. There's many more chapters. I can get carried away on this topic, sorry, so I'm going to stop there. But there's many, many chapters of his life. The point about this book is that it's got hadith and fiqh combined in one. Number one. Number two, fiqh of buyur. You will find books on Islamic finance that talk about Islamic finance, commerce and trade from a fiqh point of view. This is understanding Islamic finance from a hadith commentary. So we're following the hadith of Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Chapter one, the explanation of it and the fiqh of it. Chapter 2. So every chapter, hadith, translation, and commentary. In the commentary, there are modern topics. We've got issues like credit cards, 0% finance, car finance. People buy car on lease, renting, hiring, credit cards. Many contemporary issues. Working in a bank, modern Islamic banking, interest, riba, usury, gambling, insurances, all of it's discussed, but under hadith. And the last thing is that, as a translator, what I did was I didn't just translate the book. Every chapter, I used to open his other books on the same subject. So I used to take his Takmila Fathul Mulhim in Arabic, open the same chapters, open those pages. Then he has Fiqh al-Buyur, which was referenced to in Arabic. The same chapters, I used to open that in front of me. Then there's some Urdu books, Fiqhi Maqalat, Islam Jadid Ma'ishat wa Tijarat, Buhud fi Qadaya Fiqhiya Mu'asara, which is a very important book. Dr. Imran was telling me yesterday as well, whilst we were talking. I used to open all those books, same chapters. Any extra benefit from there, the summary of it, I put it in the footnotes. So there's a lot of footnotes. And therefore, this can be, what we wrote here was that, a must for Islamic scholars, students, and Islamic finance industry experts alike. And also, this could be like this book could be considered to be a manual on Islamic finance, but remember from a hadith perspective. So this is the book, Jami' al-Tirmidhi, Chapters of Trade and Commerce, lectures by Mufti Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Inshallah, hopefully you will benefit. If you can get a copy, you will understand hadith and fiqh together. And our respected Shaykh Mufti Taqi Uthmani wrote a preface for it as well. Alhamdulillah, 1.5 pages. The preface was written a while ago. I was in Pakistan at that time. I remember I gave it to him. It was Ramadan, 28-29 Ramadan. He took it with him. The next day, he actually typed this out on his laptop himself, and then he showed it to me. He says, look, I've written this for you. Have a look at it. Alhamdulillah. He looked through the book, and he blessed us with his approval as well, inshallah. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to approve this in his court and accept it, grant us reward, and make the naf'a, the benefit of this work, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.